I seem to be having trouble in getting this order going this morning. I have just dictated about 2 or 3 minutes of nonsense, and when I tried to listen back to it, I found evidence that I had anything at all. And so now I shall attempt a rerun. Perhaps I had better be sure that the little level indicator light is properly flashing. I'll start over again. About 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a very light but steady rain started out here, which has continued all through the evening and all through this morning. So after a very leisurely breakfast, close to about 9 o'clock, we had waffles and Jones sausage. We have now set in for a quiet day. I've lighted a fire in the fireplace, which is very cheery and welcome. I had not been aware that I could enjoy another football game on television today, because our papers lately have been pretty full of the All-Star game, which is to be played out here this afternoon, which we can hear on the radio, but not on television. So Hal discovered in the TV program that we would have the pleasure of seeing the American League All-Star game, Gator Bowl, and that has just started. About an hour ago, I suggested to Hal that this might be a good day to put some things down on the tape recorder. And I thought it would be good to play back some of the things which he had recorded about 5 o'clock in the morning a few days ago. Well, I was afraid that the adjustment for record had not properly been set at that time, and this has evidently been proven because I have found nothing on the tape. We gotten it back into action. The reason that it was out of action due to the fact that it has not been used for a couple of days. So when I picked it up this morning and attempted to get it into operation, I found that the on the microphone had been left at the position, quote, on, end quote. The end result of that situation is that batteries were dead. The other evening when I had tried to get it all set up for to record, I had erased almost an entire tape, merely adding the adjustment for record and letting it revolve around, but without speaking into it at all. And then, as we listened back to what we thought would be just a blank tape, found that the striking of the clock had been recorded, and at one time, conversation about Chrissy. In any event, after finding that we had a dead machine, I put on raincoat and my deerstalker's hat and went up to the drugstore, took Chrissy with me, and so I had the chance to get some batteries, and she had a chance to do a little bit of a wee-wee on the corner of the building. Trip has proved eminently successful. I am sitting here trying to get some of these thoughts down the machine while watching the beginning of the ball game. At this point, I shall turn back and play back what I have recorded to find out just whether or not we have gotten this thing into proper shape. Now that I have listened back to what I have been recording, I have discovered two things. One is that I evidently cannot hold the microphone in the proper position at all time, because, as you will have observed, I seem to skip a word every now and then. And the second thing is that I am sure you have heard the background broadcast of the football game to which we are listening. Point in the game, the East has just kicked a field goal in the beginning of this first quarter, and now the West has taken over and seem to be doing too well.
You have to push it on.
Twice in the past week, I talked to you once at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I must say that they were very deep, important things that I said. and knowing that you were in Eureka Springs, I was in no hurry to get the tape mailed to you. But I found that I was, at least Ned had put in a tape that, which he'd erased, and the only thing that was recorded was the clock striking, and Ned saying the thing that I hear most from him, "Wait a minute, I'll be there. I can't hear a word you're saying, honey." So again, I have discussed many things. I've discussed little Katie and what her attitude may or may not be toward having an older sister as I had, and having a mother interested in the older sister's affairs sometime when Katie might want her. And again, I had discussed Thompson's intense desire and to hunt big game. Of course, I want to cry every time anything is killed that is not necessarily needed for food. But that is something that I have, over which I have no control. Sister was apologetic about not having listened when you took the tape recorder to her, but I can easily understand why she interrupted. Well, she not only hears my voice on the telephone, but that particular day was just when I was right out of the hospital and I was very tired. Also, I know that she felt that she wanted to have you and Joe for her very own then without any intrusion. Had I walked in the door and claimed you, it might have been the same way, because she had set aside that hour or several hours for her own enjoyment of you. And as her days are long and lonely, I know that she didn't want to share you with even her sister. Now, where are you? I feel better each day, but I still have to depend on the brace most of the time, because there's a pressure sometime on the nerves that cause the front of my body to do odd things. No pain, but just something different from what it used to be. Yeah, now see if it works.
Okay. You want to ask him if he kept his magazine? If he'd like that list?
Do you still take the low engine? It seems to me that you told me once that you stopped it, but Ned said it's sent for free, as it were, and perhaps you get it. I was considering sending you the painting that was advertised in the last one, framed and ready for hanging. It is a painting of the chapel, and it brought back memories to me because I had gone there. Were you in the choir then? Seems to me you were, but at least I remember the mothers and fathers gathering outside, and it all looks so familiar. Also, the fact that they had tried to boycott the jewelry shop because it was not up to par, not clean, but the boys had finally found that there wasn't any place else to go, so they had to patronize it again. The young masters looked like children, and I was surprised to see a Jewish master and a Negro master. So times have really changed up in that part of the world.
The Latin, all of the foregoing was on Sunday, and of course you could hear the football game in the background from time to time, but since you were listening to it also, I thought that wouldn't be any news to you when I kicked a 51-yard field goal. At about this point on Sunday, we stopped dictating into the record. Later on, after we had played the rest of it, we found that you and Katie had some words on it, but they will be erased as we go along. Maybe at this point I will take a bit of time to elaborate on this matter of my thoughts on the insurance business, about which you dropped me a note a week ago and about which I subsequently wrote you a letter. But
distinguished lunch.
The ideas that I have are not entirely unique, although I have not copied them from others, and yet they are agreed to by others. Perhaps one who is not close to the insurance business or the financial structures of insurance company not necessarily entirely understand the thoughts that I have in mind. Picture is that for the past number of years, the insurance companies have lost money on their day-in and day-out operating results. The larger companies have huge amounts of capital and surplus, and the medium-sized companies have lesser amounts, etc. And these are invested in the securities market, out of which dividends and or capital appreciation are earned. Now, just at this point, I was called in to dinner and did not even take time to sign off. And so now, my first opportunity to resume is here on Saturday morning at around 11:15, after I've been up to the markets in the worst rainstorm that we have had in a great many years. So our plans for the rest of the day are to inside and watch a bit of television perhaps, and do a little reading and listen to a little bit of the radio of the news of the serious of consequences of the flood all over the city. So I thus have the opportunity to get back on my report on the insurance business. More and more of the insurance companies, both large and small, are being bought by the new conglomerates. Certain other companies have changed their corporate pattern, whereby they have transferred their stock into a holding company. And the holding company, in turn, then engages in many other types of business. Certain examples of this are that the City Investment Company, within the past year, bought the Home Insurance Company, one of the oldest and largest. Bought the Reliance Insurance Company. Last week, the First National City Corporation, which owns the First National City Bank in New York, bought the Chubb and Sons group of insurance companies, which is a very large and old and fine group. The Insurance Company of North America changed its corporate structure into a holding company known as the INA Corporation, and it is now going out into other diversified fields. As an example, they have recently entered into negotiations for purchase of World Airways. And in turn, World Airways owns the First Western Bank Corporation. The Dow Chemical Company started out to purchase the Hartford Fire Insurance Company Group, but then it decided not to go through with the transaction and in turn sold its stock to International Telephone and Telegraph, which will probably, or at least possibly, carry on with the idea of buying the Hartford Fire Insurance Companies. Another of the examples of big company changes is where American Express Company bought the Fireman's Fund Insurance Group of insurance companies. And all of these changes have resulted in radical difference in the setup of how insurance companies are owned and, in turn, may be operated. From an historic standpoint, insurance companies have had bad years in which they lost money on operations. And by operations, I mean the straight